Yo, what's up? We back. Another episode, Relax and Take Notes. Mike Pace, K-Dub, the homie Quinn. What's happening, fella?
What's good with you?
Hey, yo, I see you, bro. You supposed to rep it like that. With them
Yeah,
when they up. With them
I'm locked
when
in
they
even harder now.
not
We're gonna win
down.
national championship. Oh,
Listen,
shut up,
man.
Kevin. We're gonna win national championship.
How you know I disagree with that?
Cause you do.
How you know?
Cause you don't agree with nothing I say.
Because you'd be wrong most of the time, but
Yo, listen. So we could jump right into that, right? Because I mean, ain't no disrespect to no team, because this weekend ain't really like no, it ain't no big matchups. I just say it like that. And my squad ain't playing at all, but I'm a fan of the game. So, but man, so we had our predictions, our what ifs, our whatever's last week. If Bryce play, if he don't, we all assumed he would play, and damn, man, he did play. Played a hell of a game. So y'all, I mean, we all saw the game, and this y'all squad. So what y'all takes on it? I got a few, you know what I mean? And I just been hearing a lot of stuff that some I agree with, some I don't. But what's up? Y'all give y'all opinions and takes on what happened with that game.
You want to go first, Quinn, or you want me to go?
Yeah, I mean, I hate to agree with Kevin because he don't even know nothing about nothing, but I mean, Kevin got a point, man. Like,
What's that?
dude, you that end game situation, you gotta, you're an all-time great coach. You gotta manage that better, dude. Come on. Like they shouldn't have been in that situation, man. Like it should have never got to that because even before that, some adjustments could have been made at halftime to in that coverage on the back end to help them guys out. And I was against that at first after watching the game originally, but then when I went back and watched it, like if you're gonna stay in the same coverage the whole game, of course I'm gonna keep throwing the same pass to the same guy. I mean, because you're not adjusting when you should. You got the athletes back there, put them in a better position to perform. You know what I'm saying? Like, so that's why I hate saying that because again, I don't like agreeing with Kevin on nothing, but it's just like that's the most frustrating part, man. Because you got Bryce Young, man. Bryce Young is without a doubt the greatest quarterback in Alabama history, but the way you playing right now on the other end, you might keep this all-time great from winning national championship because you don't want to make adjustments in the game because you think your way is the way. And that's the most frustrating part. And that's after watching rewatching the game last night. So and it's just blatant. Like the more you watch it, the more you can see like these dudes can be moved around a little bit better to cover this a little bit more because it they Hendon Hooker, he was okay, but I mean, he was great, but you know what I'm saying? What I'm saying is there could have been some ways to mitigate him and Hyatt, is what I'm saying. Because you got the guys on the other end. You didn't put them in position to perform. And it's like he hate making in-game adjustments because he I guess he go with a plan and he want to stick to the plan because he knows his plan is gonna work. But when you get a slice and dice like that, dude, you gotta come out of it, man. And ain't much you can say about offense because offense put up 49 points. So I mean, what else can you say about that? Nothing. It's completely on the other end and special teams too. Like 34, what are you doing, man? Like, did you
42
just
points. They put
yeah.
42.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
Dallas got one
oh
of
yeah, that scoop and score. Like 34, what are you doing? Like, did you just want to touch the ball?
I think he thought it hit his teammate.
Don't make excuses for him, Kevin. I don't want to hear it.
Not
Okay?
making an excuse. I'm
Don't
saying
make excuses for him, Kevin. No,
I think he thought it thought I think he thought it hit his teammate and he was trying to recover it.
Oh no, man, it's just frustrating because I'd rather move to Mississippi State than Tennessee. It's Tennessee and Auburn in that same vomit bucket for me. I can't stand neither one of them.
So that's the position Quinn coming from a position of like he get all into the tradition of the game and all that, and he hate losing to Tennessee and hate losing. I don't give a damn who they losing to. I hate them losing, period. But who they lose to don't matter to me. Like, I'm not even going to overreact the way Quinn overreacted. Right? I'm not even going to go as far as he did. Now, in terms of, like what we were saying about Saban, greatest coach of all time. Like, not even close to me, right? Mm-hmm. But for years, I've been telling y'all, Nick Saban is a great program builder. He is great at implementing a system and winning championships with that system. Nick Saban is not the greatest in-game coach. I have seen him get out-coached a few times. Anytime a team has not talent that's on par with Alabama, but talent that's just close to Alabama, they got a chance because Nick Saban will get out-coached. He got out-coached a few times last year, once in the national championship game. But he loved leaving them corners out there on the island. I told y'all last week that Hyatt was going to end up killing Alabama because I knew they would just – that's what you – if you got a quarterback that can hit a deep receiver against Alabama, you probably – not even you can beat him, you probably going to beat him because they can't stop the deep ball. For some reason, Saban think he got D. Milner and Pat Sertan back there and Eddie Jackson – and
Mark Barron and all of them. Yeah.
And see, Kevin, the thing with that is he has actual safeties in this defense. Back then with Minka and Eddie Jackson, he had corners playing safety back then because they started off as corners.
Yeah.
So they could cover way better. Too. Yeah. They could cover way better than these guys can now.
And you get DeMarco Helms lined up on Hyatt. And dude, he basically just
that's not even fair for him.
Like, that's not even his fault.
No.
You know what I mean? But, I mean, I get it. Like, that's the offensive coordinator's job to look for the mismatch. You know what I mean? And it's the quarterback's job to get him the ball. I get that. But it is so many times that they get put in those situations. Like, if you look at the losses that they had in, like, national championship games, right? Like, look at not even national championship game, okay? Look at Mike Evans when he was at Texas A&M and what he did to Bama. Look at what Justin Ross did to Bama. Look at like last year, what Georgia did. They hit Charles Pickens on a deep one. They hit A.D. Mitchell on a deep. You know what I mean? Like,
and they hit Burton on a deep one.
They hit Burton on a deep one too. Right before they hit A.D.
You know what I mean? Like, that's how you beat them. You have to have a quarterback that can get it deep. Because that's what Saban's gonna do. And you know that's what he's going to do. He's going to play that press man coverage, and he's going to dare you to beat him deep. And if you can do it, congratulations. That's how they play. But I don't feel like Tennessee was running the ball effectively enough that you couldn't get him safety help over the top. Just my opinion. I mean,
Nick Saban forgot
more about football. Everybody on that staff done forgot more about football than I ever know. I'm not pretending that I know more about them or they should take my suggestions. I'm just saying.
You know. But Kim, at some point, even if they are running the ball effectively, would you rather give up a 15-yard run or an 85-yard pass?
My style of defense is conservative as fuck anyway.
Like, Kevin, everybody plays bend on break defense now. Everybody.
Yeah.
And when you got an offense like that, why not play bend on break defense? I mean, because you can – all you got to do is just – if a team is not going consistently drive the ball 75, 80 yards – every time, they're not going to run that. So if you're playing bend on break defense, eventually you're going to get a punt every 2 to 3, every other drive. So I don't get it, man. You're putting a whole lot of pressure on your front four defensive linemen because you just praying that they're going to get to the quarterback and put some pressure on them. And then when they don't, it's wide open then.
Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
No, go ahead.
Now, my style of defense, but the defense that I like to see conservative, bend but don't break defense, sit back in the zone, eyes on the quarterback, make him read the defense.
Blitz every once in a while.
And you got a pass rush. You got pass rushers. Rush four, everybody else, we zoning up. We playing at cover two, cover three. You know what I mean? Eyes on the quarterback, waiting to get that pick. Wait for him to make a mistake. If he don't, then can you keep up with Bryce?
Well, exactly. Because to that point, you even saw that be effective against when Kirby Smart did that against Alabama in the SEC Championship, the one that they eventually won when Jalen had to come in. That's what they did to Tua. And you think about the receivers he had at that time. Yeah. It was Devontae. It was Judy was still there. Waddle and Ruggs, all of them were still there. But that's exactly what they do. Remember the first drive, they bent on break, and then they got the pick. Richard LeCount got the pick on Tua. I think they had two picks in that game. But that's what they did, and Jacobs ran the ball really well in that game. But that they should have won that game. You know what I'm saying? And then Jalen came in and did what he did. But I agree. You know what I'm saying? But for me, more than any of that, 17 penalties, dog. Like, so for me, like 17 penalties, and it came to that.
Yeah.
Right? 17 penalties, it came to that. Gibbs, but I think the issue with that was when you fell behind, you got to start throwing the ball just like crazy. But see, I think that allowed them to neutralize Gibbs because you can't really just run yourself back into a ball game once you get down. See, I think if you was able to utilize Gibbs more and keep Tennessee over there more, you could have kept that scoring down too, right? The 17 penalties killed them. It was just a lot because I don't think that they would have been able to stop Gibbs from running running the football. You understand what I'm saying? But like I say, once you get down, hey man, you gotta throw the ball. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. But I think that will worry me more than everything. Because we've seen this twice now. 15 penalties in the Texas game. Some huge ones in the A&M game. Right? You understand what I'm saying? And then 17 penalties. That's what will worry me. Because the personnel, I think it'll work itself out, right? As far as the defense go, that's more of a scheme thing like y'all saying. But I think, man, I don't understand what's going on. I don't understand if it's the personnel not being disciplined, if it's the difference in the coaches not disciplining these guys enough. But, man, 15 in the second ball game of the season, 17 this far into the season, in a game of that magnitude, you just can't have.
So look, y'all gonna think I'm crazy. You probably already do, but I'm glad they lost that game. I'm glad they lost that game.
I get that.
How you feel that?
The reason why is because, first of all, if you lose to the number 6 team in the country, which means you don't fall far.
Nah.
You lose to a team in the East, which means you're still probably going to win the West. So in all actuality, the loss don't really mean nothing.
No,
you
know what
I mean? But you get value from the loss because, for one, that team is not good enough to go undefeated. Right, that's not an undefeated season type team right there. Two, it kind of humbles you. It lets you know that you're not that damn good. You're not as good as you thought you were. It lets you know that you need to lock in. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, like before, I was saying, okay, you get to learn a lesson. When they had them bad games, you get to learn a lesson without taking a loss. Well, apparently for this team, they needed to take a loss because, like you said, Mike, I think they got the talent to get it done. You know what I mean?
Oh.
It's just a matter of them getting it done. So now, with this loss, you learn a lesson. You know what I mean? That loss makes you more desperate. And I think with them being desperate, now they can fix some of them issues that they got.
Recalibrate.
And I would rather this team play desperate anyway. Just kind of looking at this roster and kind of comparing them to rosters before they won national championships. I think these guys have a different type of mindset because, you know, this is NIL land. This is social media land. Back then, you had guys that I don't even want to say more mature because I don't want to say these guys aren't more mature, but you didn't have as many distractions back then. But they know what they're playing at, and they know what kind of standard they got to go by. So, like you said, Kevin, I hate losing, but if any team needed a loss, it was this one.
Yeah, because they need to be humble.
But see, that's part of the like the fan and media issue is the only constant will ever be in college football is most of the time the coach, right? So we can't really compare this team to any of those other teams, right? Like because it's always gonna be different. Whether that team is better, whether that team is just as good, whether that team is not as good, they're always going to be different. You understand what I'm saying? So I think a lot of times us as like the fans and like the media, everybody get caught up in the comparing thing, which I think is just think about this. Think about this. I've been hearing all week, Bama's lost the luster. Bama's not the standard. Bama's not like this is all the stuff I'm hearing, right? So I'm hearing this stuff and I'm listening as the reasons as to why, you know, they're not disciplined, the penalties, which, okay, that stuff might be true. But think about this. We're talking about a team that's lost 3 games in 2 seasons so far. And they lost in the national championship. And this is what we're saying. So the bar is so high, right? The bar is so high. It's like, you know how many teams would love to have lost 3 games in 2 seasons up to this point? Like, you know how many programs South Carolina would be overwhelmed with joy right now. Vanderbilt would probably just cancel school for the rest of the semester. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, think about it. It's only like Bama, Ohio State, Clemson can really, really, really like poke their chest out like that right now, right? I'm not even going to say Georgia yet because they still, you know what I mean? They're still trying to ascend, right? I'm talking about when you start winning 2 and 4 years and You know what I'm saying?
I think that ascension is over, man. Yeah, come on. Sure. They won last year. Stop sandbagging, Mike. Come on.
What you say?
They're not losing more than 2 years.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, Mike. They're not losing like ascension no more. Georgia's there now. Stop sandbagging.
But no. I'm talking about like championships, though.
They just won one, Mike.
Right, but what I'm saying is like when I say Bama, Clemson, Ohio State. Like, bro, they've been to championships in the last 10 years multiple times. That's what I'm saying.
I'm finding them all of them right now, though.
But we can't. I'm just saying, like, on a
to my past history. I got you.
Yeah. So I'm saying the bar so high for Bama is that they lost the game. Yeah, and they lost the game, and people act like the sky fell, dog. Like they lost the ball game to a team that's in the SEC East. To a team that's now the number 3 team in the country. They didn't lose to freaking Vanderbilt. They didn't lose to Appalachian State. And that's no disrespect to no school in the country, but we know it's levels to this. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to even play on those teams. Vandy ain't just offering every football player in high school, and neither is Appalachian State. That's no shot at none of those schools, but let's just be real. We're talking about his levels. I'm just saying, like, for real, they lost one game. And I get it. They had the close Texas game. I get it. They had the close A&M game. Like, I get all of that. You understand what I'm saying? But we do have to take into account in the A&M game that they didn't have the Heisman Trophy winner from last year. You know what I'm saying? So I just think people just, like, go so crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you lose one game, it's not the end of the world. You know what I'm saying? Like, So I think everything in front of them, I think Tennessee, I mean, Come on, they're a good team. You know what I'm saying? But I think, like we were saying, like, I think all these teams can be had. You know what I'm saying? Like, but when you
like you said, it's not an undefeated team that's like that this season.
That's what I'm saying. When you shoot yourself in the foot to the tune of 17 penalties, and you still only lose by a walk-off field goal, you pretty good. But my thing is, you probably should lose.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's why I say I'm glad they lost, because a team that undisciplined is going to lose eventually. I'm glad they lost to who they lost to. That way they don't fall that far in the ranking.
But that's my point. That's my point, Kevin. Like, it ain't like they lost to just, you know what I'm saying, some team that's not even on their level. Tennessee is a very good football team.
Yeah.
But I do think that turnover hurt Bama, because, like I said, you could have played more ball control. They were not going to stop Gibbs. You know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong. They made some good plays in their run defense. But I don't think over the whole thing.
He gonna pop one eventually.
That's what I'm saying. And it's just like you have to stay constant, stay constant, stay constant. But I don't think they was able to do that, right?
I'm glad.
But I think, I mean, it's a lot of stuff you could look at and just be like, you know, they just got to coach it up. You know what I'm saying? But, like, I mean, I just feel like people go either so far in one direction or the other, right? Just like after the Texas loss. I mean, I lost the Texas, you know, close game. And they came back and did whatever. And then just like with Florida beating Utah, then everybody was like Anthony Richardson the Heisman. And everybody was like Florida way better than they thought they was going to be in their top 10 team. Florida has struggled since. You know what I'm saying? So now everybody, they off the Anthony Richardson bandwagon. But it's like you said last week, Kevin, I don't know what all of the hype was based off of besides the fact that he got raw talent. But I just think everybody overreacts every single week.
They always do.
Georgia had two bad games in a row, and oh, this ain't the same team we thought they was going to be after they beat Oregon. Like, that was the first game for them, and then they had some bad games, but then they blow the doors off Auburn, and they back on track. You know what I'm saying?
See, like the thing is, like, for like as much as I criticize Saban for not being the greatest in-game coach, what he is a great motivator.
Absolutely.
So now he about to do what he do and get these boys right. I expect to see them. I'm pretty sure they're going to be in the SEC championship game. It wouldn't surprise me if they in the college football playoff. I would be very surprised if they're not in the college football playoff.
The only way they don't make it is if they lose. I don't think they'll lose to Mississippi State or who is it, Ole Miss? You know what
Ole
I'm saying?
Miss and Auburn.
I don't think they lose.
I don't know how much you agree with this, Kevin, but and I hate to say this, but we watching the game on defense. And when I was watching last night, I focused on the defense side of the ball because that's where the issue was at. Yeah. But inside linebackers ain't getting it right now. You got to get moody on the field, man. I don't even care. You can take Toto or you can take Lawson off. You can take either one of them off.
Get I think Toto played well. Lawson be kind of lost a little
bit. I thought he played well. I thought Toto played well.
Lawson be a little lost, but he's young.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, he's not. It's not that he's bad. He's just not ready.
Yeah.
And Moody is a fifth-year senior, man. He knows the system.
Yeah.
So – And he can play.
Yeah.
So get him on the field. Also, I think, and this is just me, I love Helms from a run-stopping standpoint.
He a beast, basically a linebacker.
Exactly. Put him in that role and put Malachi back there at safety.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
Like, I put these guys in that Mark Barron role.
Exactly. Yeah. Put him right there at that hybrid linebacker role. Where it could be a extra linebacker, or it could drop back in pass coverage over the middle or something like that. Like, you have the personnel to do this stuff. Just do it.
But at the same time, man, it's like a team. Like, we talking about a sorry team, you know what I'm saying? I'd be like, yeah, they need to do this, need to do that. But I have a hard time believing that I have any ideas that could help Nick Saban and this?
I believe I got all the ideas that could help.
You know what I'm saying? Well, see, but this part of my thing too, right? Who else you gonna play that pose that kind of threat besides Ohio State?
That's true.
And I'm getting way ahead, but I'm saying, yeah, like, who else are you gonna play in these, what is it, 4 or 5 games left that poses that threat? We're talking about probably 3 NFL wide receivers and an NFL quarterback. Like, who's posing that kind of a threat? You understand what I'm saying?
That's a good point.
Like, I just don't.
I just think my issue is, though, you know that going in. Like, you know going in what you're facing. And
sometimes I'm not trying to tell you how to do it. Mouth.
I'm just saying that I don't understand why you did it. I don't understand why you play defense that way.
Well, a lot of times is too, Kevin. Like, so it's dicey, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like you say now, we ain't scratching the surface of what this guy know about football. But at the same time, it's kind of like a basketball coach who says, I'm not playing man-to-man defense, I'm playing zone. Right? But the team got like 3 Stephs. We don't know Steph. Like, got a Steph, got a Clay, and got a Buddy Hill, right? And he refuses to come out of this zone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or vice versa, right? I'm not playing in any zone. I'm playing man-to-man. And then you play a team that just like the Lakers right now.
Right.
Well, I'm zoning you up. But it's that, it's going to work because it works. It's going to work because it works. It's going to work. It's going to work. And then it's like, it don't work, but you like, I got faith in it. I got faith in it. I got faith in it. I got faith. But, you know what I'm saying? But that's what I'm saying. Like, who poses that threat moving forward? I don't see nobody posing that kind of threat. You know what I'm saying? To me, more of the cleanup should be that discipline. Because you got who you got. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you can't change that. And
saying that, Mike, the discipline part, if you take away 2 of those penalties, they got 2 additional interceptions. And that's 2 touchdowns to come out of the ball for Tennessee. So if you clean that discipline up part up, then.
If you clean that discipline part up, a lot changes. 17 penalties? That's unacceptable, dog. I'm cool with 7-8 because, you know, I'd rather be 0-4-5. But sometimes, you know, but my gosh, past 7, really. You go to 17 for the number 2 team, at that time, 3 team in the country? That's unacceptable, man. This far into the season, what is this, week 7?
Oh.
You can't have 17 penalties. You can get beat. You can get beat. You can get ran over. I can't have 17 penalties. Because sometimes you just, like, going to get got. You understand? But 17 penalties, though? 17? My gosh. You understand what I'm saying? So, I do think it's, you know what I mean? Because, like I say, everybody overreact one way or the other, right? Like, now, to a lot of people, Tennessee better than everybody. They're number 1 team in the country. You know what I'm saying?
They're not gonna beat Georgia.
You know,
they're not good enough to beat that many top teams like that.
No,
but
they,
I'm just saying.
They blew that load Saturday.
But now, now that's what it is. But I'm just saying, like, and this a team ain't nobody. I didn't have a lot of, but hey, Clemson looking better and better every week. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Uncle Lane.
And it's just playing ball. But I'm just saying, everybody now, USC lost to Utah, right? So now all of a sudden, everybody gonna jump off to Caleb Williams. No, Caleb Williams still that guy. Trust and believe. And also, so just like I was talking to y'all about the Heisman, right? So and I was like, you know, I think it should be like, I love that. the Heisman. I love the tradition of it, the history of it. But I just think that if a guy loses a game, now all of a sudden it's almost like he ain't even Heisman eligible no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, who was it? Bryce lost, you know, Bama lost. So Bryce is now done. But did you see what this cat did? You know what I'm saying? Caleb Williams, USC lost. But did you see what he did?
Right? I mean, I think that's just them having to have something to talk about. Because at the end of the day, teams rarely go undefeated. So.
But I'm just saying, like, everything is an overreaction. You know what I mean? Like, Caleb Williams performed well. He can't go out there and stop Utah from going down there and scoring. And then they went for two. Why? Because Caleb Williams kept scoring. That was why Utah went for two. So, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? It's a lot of overreaction to everything.
That's sports in general these days.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, but, I just think, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. This and not what we used to seeing from Bama, but at the same time, man, I mean, every team is different, dog. You know what I'm saying? And you know, it is what it is, man. You know, and like I always say too, man, you know, the other teams they do practice too, and they do have, you know, 3 and 4 and 5 stars too. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, you have to play the ball game. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but I just agree with Kevin. Like, it ain't the end of the world. And this undefeated mantra got to stop. Like, it just has to stop. It just has to stop when people act like you lose again. Oh, see, I told you they weren't that good. They lost 52-49. Now, if you lose 52-9, then yeah, you might not have been that good. You understand what I'm saying? But I mean, it is what it is. We're talking about a guy that's a Heisman candidate who's now probably, in my opinion, should be right there. Well, now they're saying Will Levis number one over even Bryce and CJ. Whatever. But I'm saying Hendon Hooker should be right there behind CJ and Bryce as far as draft boards, in my opinion. You know what I mean?
I didn't realize Hendon Hooker was as old as he is either.
Yeah, I think he's 23.
He's 24.
Yeah, because he started at VTech.
Yeah, and he went to Michigan. Didn't he go to Michigan too? But no, that was the guy behind him now. That was Milton. Yeah. He went to Michigan.
Yeah, so he started at VTech. But, you know, I think everything going to be fine, man. Hey man, listen. I know we every week. My man, hey man, LSU looking better and better every week, man. Kevin, stop doing that. See, he did this last week. Me and Quinn was giving them they look better every week, Kevin.
Kevin, two things can be right though. They can look better and still not be great.
Yeah.
So, no, they can look better and still not be good.
Nah. Kevin, they look better and better, man. So who they got? Ole Miss this weekend?
Man, until they show me a quarterback, I don't want to hear nothing about.
He's looking better, though.
Until they show me a different quarterback, I don't want to hear nothing about LSU, bro.
White, give it up, White. Yeah,
he can't get no love.
Yeah, me ain't
but he ain't it, bro. I love him. I love all human beings. That's it, bro.
So, Kevin, they just
he ain't budging, Mike.
All right, LSU looking better. This is the team I wanted to ask y'all about last week, and they ended up losing to Kentucky. But Mississippi State, what do y'all think about them? They came out Saturday and disappointed, dude, but they had a bad game.
When their offense ain't clicking, their offense ain't clicking, dude. That's the thing. If you could get Mississippi State off balance to begin with, and you don't let their quarterback get into a groove, it's gonna be over for the whole game because he's
tough when he get rolling.
Exactly. When he gets rolling and he can and he knows where the receiver's gonna be, he knows which one is gonna be open. Mm-hmm. He got a clue of what the defense is doing, and Mike Leach is actually calling plays. Then it's hard to stop them. But if you could get them off rhythm to begin with, they'll never find it. And that's why you see games like that. And you see games where Alabama beat them last year, what was it, 49-9? Mm-hmm. You see games like that because you knock them off rhythm early, they'll never find it.
Yeah. And Chris Rodriguez ran the ball down. They freaking, yeah, he killed them.
Which is what I think Alabama should do too.
He was, man, Chris Rodriguez was, God, dog.
Oh, man, matter. I mean, Alabama offense ain't the problem. They're going to put up some points.
Kevin is disgusted with this defense. I don't, it ain't that bad to me.
It's
because, hold on. Outside of that game, who just really just like they ratchet? If Texas could have scored, they'd have won, but they couldn't score. Now, don't get me wrong, Uwes was out. That was a big.
I don't really just disagree with you. It's just that
to get where to do you're saying championship level defense.
It's not even like I'm saying like the players aren't. It's execution. Like,
Kevin, let me ask you this, Kevin. I don't know how much you paid attention to him Saturday, but. Again, I'll focus on defense when I rewatched it last night. What did you think about Will Anderson's performance?
They gave him a lot of attention. Like, he couldn't – it was like somebody was always chipping him or he was getting doubled or – he couldn't make an impact like he normally
did. And I asked you that to ask you this. That's another reason why I said – you have to adjust because they didn't move him around enough. They could have lined him up on both sides, up in the middle. They could have stood him up. They didn't do none of this stuff with him or Dallas.
Well, that's my issue. Like I said, it's not like I feel like they don't have the talent. I feel like it's not like I'm saying, oh, man, his defense is just trash. No, it's like the execution of it. It's like they're not being put in the best position, it looked like to me.
So
I mean? They don't – yeah.
No, my fault. Go ahead.
I don't know, man. It's just 52 right. points.
You're right.
And I get it, because like I always say these days, it ain't really no shutting offenses down. Like, it don't really work like that no more. You know, it's more about getting key stops. But, man. I hate the position that they be put in a lot of times. Like,
yeah.
a lot of them big plays, like, I feel like that could have been prevented.
But they did. They got some major stops to scoop and score. Me personally, down the stretch, what killed them? Why they threw the ball three times in a row on that? Why they threw the ball?
Some people say they ain't had no issue with it. What's the play clock? 40 seconds. You mm-hmm. run the ball three times. There's a good chance with the way that you run the ball that you would get at least one first down. So that's at least 3 minutes off the clock right there. So, man. I mean, I understand throwing it once. I would have threw it right. once, but I would have had to mix at least one, two runs in.
But the crazy part about it
is so much confidence in Bryce. I think that's got
But I get that. But come on, man. You got, like, the besides the one Gibbs drop, the other ones weren't even, like, they weren't even close. Like, my thing is, like, I'm with Quinn. Like, you throw it one time, whatever. But I just think maybe to your point, they trust Bryce, but do they not trust the line to open? I don't know, but I wouldn't have thrown it. But, like, once again, like you say,
if you do throw it, Mike, you got, like, almost guaranteed reception routes, like, a short curl, a 5-yard curl, mm-hmm. a slant, which Bama's almost famous for.
Mm-hmm.
Like, those are like almost 100%.
Well, the only one to me that was of that, what you talking about, was the one, the angle to Gibbs that he dropped. But other than that, they was like, and then all of them was dropped, so none of them stopped the clock. They all stopped the clock because there was three incompletions. I just didn't understand that.
Yeah, you put Riker in a tough position right now.
I think he's gone mentally right now.
I think he is too.
I think mentally it's bothering him right now. Because that cat, man, he normally don't miss. And I think he got the little it's psychological right now with him.
Let's move on from this after this. But I just like I just rather see them keep everything in front of them and stop giving up big plays so much. When you got that kind of explosive offense, you know what I mean? Like, make them keep up with Bryce. You know what I mean? I don't think you have to get into a track meet with teams by just giving up big plays. Then you make a big play. Like, just make them slowly move the ball down the field. The more you do that, the more mistakes they make.
Oh, because they're gonna be pressing and not you.
Yeah, absolutely.
I hate that press man coverage, because even on third down, even when you're in a good position, the corner don't get his head around. You know, in college football, you don't get your head around, you make contact, it's a pass interference. How many times do we see that? I hate seeing that. If my corners got know they got safety help over the top, then they can be aggressive.
I feel like they can play a little looser too, because they don't know that one guy's all on them.
Look at the corners in the NFL that's made a living by planning that system. They can be aggressive. You really think they're better than what they are, but when they go to another team, they get exposed because they don't have that help like they used to have. Like you saw it with Richard Samuels, you saw it with Josh Norman, you saw it with Nnamdi Asamoah. Like, you saw it. All them dudes that we used to have him that safety help over the top, but then when they go to a system where they got to play press man coverage, they can't do it. They get torched. You know what I mean? But that when you got that safety help, you can be so much more aggressive. But like I said, it's irrelevant anyway. Like, who the hell am I to tell Nick Saban what he should be doing with his defense? So
whatever. He needs to listen to us, Kevin. I mean, you know what we're talking about.
Anyway.
It's good. Well, yeah. Like I say, it ain't really no big matchup this weekend. LSU and Ole Miss, that should be pretty good.
Yeah, Kevin, it's going to be a good game.
It will.
Ole Miss put up 34 points on Ole Miss.
Yeah.
Kevin, what is it? Jaden Daniels that old thing you don't like?
Yes.
He just don't like Jaden Daniels.
It ain't I don't like him. I just don't.
Don't like what he producing.
I get it.
Well, yeah, it ain't too many big ones. Q, you called a Utah game. They beat SC.
Yeah. I didn't think it was gonna come down to that, but yeah, Kyle Whittingham has been a great coach. It's just a lot of people don't talk about him because he's on the West Coast, but like he's had Utah on like the doorstep of being great for years now. So, and I picked him to win the Pac-12. So, yeah, I'm keeping that pick because USC's offense is great, but their defense is terrible. So,
Bo Nix gonna win it.
You think Oregon's gonna win it?
I do.
They don't get USC in the regular season. So,
Who play this weekend? UCLA play who? Oregon, I think.
Oh, I forgot UCLA still undefeated too.
BTR, man, I like that guy.
I do too.
I forgot who they play, but it should be pretty good. But I think Oregon will win it.
You think they're gonna win it back to well?
I do. I just think Bo Nix just gonna. Cause I'm telling you, he have magic.
We still talk about Bo Nix, man.
Cause he have magical moments.
We still talk about
Bo Nix, just like man. Kevin say when Bo get.
UCLA. Oh, that's a top 10 matchup this weekend.
Who they playing?
They play Utah, Oregon.
Oregon. That's what I thought. Yeah, but see, like Kevin say, it Bo fine to. He start making them old shit play. When he start bowing, he just be like,
Bo look like he be back, though, and he see the dude coming. Oh shit.
Bo get the wilder. So
someone be great, though. Like that run, I guess it was Ole Miss or LSU.
LSU last year, he pulled a rabbit out the hat in that game. I just, you know what I mean? I don't know. I just think they'll win it. I mean, and then, oh yeah, then I got to pull for Dan Lanning, you know what I mean? Like, so, two SEC guys out there. I just think they'll do it. But I like DTR a lot. Oh, you see, Dorian Thomas Robinson. I like
that. He's playing pretty good, too.
Man, he's been balling. He's been balling.
Who at UCLA ranked number 9 this late in the season or at any point in the season?
Yeah, that cat nice, though. I like him.
Sean Foster.
Deshaun Foster, yeah, he used to ball at Carolina. That was my man. But yeah, that'll be a good one too. That one. Ole Miss LSU for Kevin. You know what I mean?
So look, that man putting up them stats, letting that fool y'all. This fool go.
Let's go into let's go into the NFL a little bit. Oh, look. NFL. So one of our guys on TikTok, Big Boy Frankie, right? He been on my head. He got me. So he been on my head about the Buffalo when I said, you know, we had our conversation about the being a real contender. So he been on my head. So Sunday after the Buffalo beat Kansas City, he said this did not age well. So he got me. It was funny. So Big Boy Frankie, shout out to Big Boy Frankie. Yes, Buffalo, they beat Kansas City and Baltimore did trick off yet another ball game. So it did make our take look pretty crazy. But I'm with you though, Kevin. I'm not gonna give up on Baltimore. And Buffalo, we never said they weren't a good team. Just didn't trust them, but they are building more and more trust with me. They looking better. Gabe Davis balling. We know Diggs, what he gonna do.
Can you still think they too?
They still too. They rely too much on Josh Allen. I still think Kansas City is a better team when it comes down to it in the playoffs.
I think if Buffalo and tighten up that running game, they'll be.
But Buffalo is a top.
I don't think it's in them, right? I don't think it's in them.
That running game?
Nah.
But I mean, okay, so look, I look at it like this. It's like if I got that Ferrari out there, man, I want to drive it. So Josh Allen, like, you know what I'm saying? He could do so much. You like, man, yeah, we finna throw this thing. Like, oh, we're going to run him. You know what I mean? So I get that. But, you know, like I said, it was an excellent game. It didn't score as many points as we all thought, but it was still such a good ball game, man. Big plays. Shout out to Kaya Elam. That's my man, my boy James. Shout out James. That's his cousin, man. Thrusted into the starting lineup. They had some injuries at corner. Had a big pick on that first drive. Von Miller, man. Jeez. Oh, my gosh. He come off that edge, man. It's hell to pay. But then you just look, it was so many plays in that game. P. Homie made some great plays. The one bad one cost him. But I'm going to live and die with him. You know what I'm saying? Same thing with Lamar Jackson. Terrible play at the end. I'm going to live and die with him, though. You know what I mean? It was a bonehead play, but shout out to Big Boy Frankie. But hey. You got me that time. But look, we going to see. But nah, man, it was an excellent ball game. I thought it lived up to the hype. Like I said, it didn't get to the high scores that we thought, but it was still a very entertaining game. Eagles and the Cowboys. We
played out about how I thought it would.
Yeah. Absolutely. Me too, Quinn. I don't think I expected nothing more, nothing less than that. Yeah. Actually, that Philly actually impressed me even more with the ease that they drove the ball on that defense on some of those possessions. Because that Dallas defense is very good. And I mean, Jalen was just like, okay, you're going to do that? All right, I'm checking to this. You're going to do that? I'm going to do this. And it just goes
toward the coaching of them, right? Like they've been like on both sides of the ball. They've been like Kev, like I'm gonna use one of Kev's phrase, like them coordinators been in their bag calling plays,
yeah.
Especially for Jalen, because they put him in good positions. He know when to run. He know when to take that pass. He know when to throw it out of bounds. He just he's playing.
And that's what pissed me off about other teams. Like, look at the position Jalen is in. Like, you mean to tell me you can't put your quarterback in that position?
Hey, listen, that one read play is so beautiful. What they have, it was
AJ Brown
come in motion, and they fake to the back. You stuck, bro. If you go to the back, I'm keeping the ball. If you go to the receiver, I'm keeping the ball. You come to me, I'm hitting
it's
Brown.
A trip
option. Oh,
it's a modern day trip option.
Yeah. Bro, they ran it. It put you in such a, like, what you gonna do?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's a modern day triple option, bro. Like, and then to top it off, when Dallas and Dallas is probably the best defense in the NFL, right? To me.
At
the end, when Dallas is kind of like locking in defensively and kind of slowing you, they just turn around, hand it out to Miles Sanders, and
put the game away. That's what I'm saying. That last drive, scoring drive.
Yeah.
Tough. It was beautiful.
Yeah, like that's, man, like that team is hard to defend because of that offensive line. And they had, Lane Johnson got hurt when he was there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you saw Michael Parsons start to, you know, get going. Once Lane Johnson went out, Michael Parsons was a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
He bad, man.
They just turned around and gave that thing to Miles Sanders and let him go to work.
Parsons a bad dude.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Quinn, I'm with you. That it played out pretty much just like I thought.
And that would have been the case whether Dak or Cooper Rush was playing, because, I mean, how much would all the Cowboys with Dak versus Cooper Rush at this point? I mean,
that offense just looked blah.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, it's nothing spectacular about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I mean, are you judging Dak off the one game, or are you judging Dak off what you've seen in, like, past?
No.
I'm judging Dak off Dak. I ain't never saw that, especially in Dak.
I mean, I like Dak. I don't think Dak is up there with them other guys, but Dak more than service, so he better than a lot of guys. But the offense overall, just so blah to me.
That's the guy that everybody's touting as the next great head coach, though, Kellen Moore.
Oh, yeah. Relax. They got to relax, for real. They got to relax. They got to relax. They got to relax, man. That's whatever.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that. Calling plays don't make you a good head coach.
Nah.
Yes, it does, Kevin. What do you mean calling plays don't make you a great head coach?
That's why these teams be in the position they in. Right there. That's why some of these teams be in the position they in.
Speaking of that, real quick, Denver Broncos. Bro, they averaging 15 points a game.
Yeah.
And the defense ain't giving up but 15 points a game. You gotta win, dog.
They wasting the great defense, right?
Dog, an NFL defense giving up 15 points a game? But y'all supposed to almost be undefeated, right? Right or wrong?
Yeah, because they've been in every game because of the defense.
I'm just saying, like, 15 points a game in the NFL, dog.
Russell Wilson, bro. I don't know what's wrong with that boy.
Yeah, man, you got plenty of weapons. You got Jerry Jeudy, Courtland Sutton. Like, I don't even want to hear it, like, Sutton not good or Jeudy not good or the tight ends. Them dudes can play.
They can play.
We saw what Courtland Sutton can do, as well as Jerry Jeudy, as well as all 800 of them tight ends they got. All them dudes can play, man. All of them can play. It's crazy. It's crazy. Because, I mean, my gosh, Jeudy and Sutton and Albert O and all of them was making plays with Drew Locke.
Teddy Bridgewater.
And Teddy Bridgewater, right. Like, come on, dog. Like, all of a sudden, it ain't like them dudes didn't turn 34, 35 years old and can't play no more. We talking about young cats. You know what I'm saying? It looked bad. It looked bad now. It looked bad, man. But, yeah, man. I forgot who somebody else coming up, and Arizona Cardinals look bad. It's a lot of teams look
y'all
bad.
I think I heard somebody talking about this. Y'all think Kingsbury on the hot seat?
Should be.
Yeah.
Many seasons has it been?
But I mean,
is this like his fourth season now?
How many of it is for Kyler? They came together.
Yeah, this season 40.
Because you remember he was like, if I ever got the number one pick, I would draft Kyler Murray, and then he ended up getting that job.
I mean, he got the job in such a weird way anyway. He must know somebody enough. So.
Yeah, man. Like, that's the thing. Like, if he does get fired, he wasn't a great college coach. So, like, where do you go? You go back to being a coordinator somewhere? Because to me, that's your only route right now.
I don't know.
You can go to the Nick Saban coach rehab clinic.
Word. I don't know. It's a lot of teams that look bad right now.
It's not a bad idea, Quinn.
Yeah.
All right, listen.
Go to Tuscaloosa, get your shower, and go find your nigga, go get your another job.
He'll definitely be.
I don't think I would mind having him.
I would, yeah.
Call him play.
Exactly. Yeah,
he'll scheme some stuff up. He'll definitely scheme some stuff up for sure. Oh, man, we got to give Atlanta Falcons a little love, man. They've been balling.
3-3.
Yeah. They clipped off. San Francisco.
I just don't want y'all Falcons fan to get y'all hopes up, man.
Did they beat Tampa? No, they ain't beat Tampa. Oh, no, the referees got them in the Tampa game.
Yeah.
But yeah,
that
sack
roughly passed the car, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. But, you know, shout out to ATL, though. They, you know,
hey, what y'all think about the Giants, man?
Yo.
You know what, Kevin? I'm having a hard time with them, right? Because I don't trust Daniel Jones, but I love Daboll as a coach because of what he did with Jalen and Tua that year he was at Bama. I don't know, but they playing hard for him. I can say that, and they got probably one of the top two or three running backs in the league. So
I say the top.
So, yeah. I mean, I cannot put any confidence in Daniel Jones, man. I just can't.
And I think that's the issue for everybody because the defense balling. Yeah, I think if you get another QB, I'm buying in. But I think that's the issue. And then, hey, the Jets balling too now.
Yeah.
0-2.
Yeah, that's that defense though. That Sauce Gardner is living up to his first round pick.
Bro, he didn't give up a TD in college.
He legit, bro.
He looks natural out there, dude.
But I'm gonna say, like, I don't care where you went to school to not give up a touchdown.
It don't matter, Mike. It don't matter where you went to school at.
That's what I'm saying. Like, unless you playing against Navy every week to not give up a touchdown for the whole time you went to college, dog, that's super impressive, dog. Like,
no.
Everybody get got. You know what I'm saying?
At least once.
The only thing I'll say about the Jets is, like, Zach Wilson ain't looking really, like, impressive in the wins.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's I think it's a lot with that. Because, see, I think they throwing these quarterbacks in so fast right now.
They're not ready.
They're not ready, dog, and they don't have the personnel to support and help them, right? You look at a situation like when Ben Roethlisberger got thrown into it. He didn't have to throw the ball that much.
Yeah.
But he had to bust and all them cats.
I think the Jets got weapons, though.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like,
they got weapons, but they don't
have an entire support system.
Yeah,
line.
And then I just think, like you were saying the other day, though, Kevin, like, why these dudes just can't sit behind that veteran dude, man?
Yeah, because it ain't like you don't have he could just sit behind Joe Flacco.
You know what he could learn from?
I don't know if you want to do that.
Nah. But you can learn from Flacco though.
And it's so like
he
it's
might
so
not have he might not have the talent, Kevin. He might not be the most talented, but the dude been in the league for 1 million years.
Yeah.
I think quarterback is different too. Like I think he can learn way more watching and learning as a quarterback than you can as a receiver. Like I feel like as a receiver, running back, you need to get out there and play so you get a feel for the game.
Yeah, I feel
like you can learn more as a quarterback watching the veteran.
No, I agree with that.
Like I just like you said, Kevin. It's like everybody being such a hurt. You're not winning the Super Bowl. You had the number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 pick for a reason. Man, get this. You want this dude to be able to play at least 10 years for you if you're picking him that high. So Why throw him to the Wolves?
Because you're about to put yourself in the same cycle.
That's what you're going to do. So, yeah. I don't know. Yeah. But, So we can talk a little NBA, man. I gotta get ready to ride in a little bit, but we can talk a little NBA before we get out of here. We talked about what we thought last week as far as who would do what. We didn't talk about the rookies much. We know Chet Holmgren gonna miss the whole season. That sucks. Prayers to him. But I think he's doing the right thing. Just man, don't mess around. You got a long career ahead of you. Don't need to
rush it.
Yeah, nah, dog. Paolo, we got, what's my man from Auburn, drawing a blank.
Jabari Smith.
Jabari Smith, Jaden Ivey. The list go on and on.
Where did Kessel get drafted? Who did he get drafted to?
Utah.
Oh, he replacing Gobert? No, I'm just kidding. But... So you know, some of them guys
play. You gonna play a lot though.
Yeah, some of them guys gonna play. Get to play tonight. Who y'all excited to see as far as rookies? I'm actually excited to see just about all of them, but I think Jaden Ivey and Ben Caro and Smith.
It's Jaden Ivey for me because I think Detroit got it this time. I think they made the right picks 2 years in a row. I think Kate Cunningham about to take a leap.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Jaden Ivey gonna be a nice rookie. So I think Detroit is about to take a step in the right direction. So Jaden Ivey is the dude that I'm kind of interested in seeing.
Yeah, I like Jaden Ivey a lot. I like Ben Carroll a lot and Jabari Smith, but I'm with you on that. Cause you know I'm a big Kate Cunningham fan too. So I like that too. I like that too, man. I think that's gonna be that.
And then with what you call it, Sadiq Bey. Who else they got over there?
He a go getter, bro. He go get it. Yeah. Yeah, nah. So I agree with that. I know Quinn excited to see Jabari Smith and Cody Kessler. Right?
Yeah, with Houston is different. Like with Houston is like they just like a bunch of talented dudes just thrown together. And
yeah, they ain't.
I think that's a pickup team.
Nah, you right, Kevin.
It's just a bunch of talented AAU guys that everybody just salivating all over, and they just threw them out there and just.
And all of them like 19.
Yeah, it looked like, it looks different from what Detroit doing. You know what I mean? Like Detroit got young guys that, it looked like they messed.
It seemed like what Detroit is doing, they have a plan for what they're doing. And Houston just picking guys.
Houston, it's like they just let's see who looked the best out here. You come on.
Houston look like they picked the five for pickup.
Yeah, that's what it looked like.
Because all the dudes can play.
Yeah.
But it's like they got three or four of the same dude, for one.
Yeah.
And all of them scores. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm. So, you know, I'm right there with y'all on that because that's what it looked like. You know what I'm saying? That's exactly what it looked like. But, yeah, I'm excited to see those guys. So, last night, right, you had Lakers-Warriors, Celtics-Sixers. My boy went off, Kevin. You got to show him some love now. The Jays went ham last night.
Nothing he do right now mean anything to me.
No, I'm just saying they went off. The Jays went off.
They always go off. That don't mean nothing.
You see what I'm saying? Can't get no speck on his name at all.
That ain't surprising nobody for Jason Tatum to drop 30 and 40 in the regular season.
Did you see his shot selection though?
He went to the basket a lot more. I did. I saw that.
And more mid range jumpers.
More mid range jumpers.
More post ups.
I saw a little threw a little floater in there.
More post ups.
Yeah, I saw that.
All right. Give him a little credit now.
Like, you know, everybody. You know, this is like boxers do that, right? Like they get a new trainer. You know what I'm saying? They work on that stuff. They take a little tune-up fight. You know what I mean?
See how they do, Q.
They do everything that the trainer taught them to do in a little tune-up fight, but then when they get into a real war and they get hit in the mouth, like Mike Tyson said, everybody got a plan that they get hit in the mouth. Is he going to do that when it comes down to it? Because what I seen last year, I don't hear nothing else about Jason Tatum until I see different. You can't tell me nothing about Jason Tatum right now. I got to see him.
When I say it counts,
he went to the finals. That was his first time in the finals ever, bro.
Okay.
All right, then.
Why would I say the same thing about Ben Simmons? You jumped down my throat when I say the exact same thing.
Because you're wrong and I'm right.
As simple as that. Shut your ass up, Q.
You wrong and I'm right.
I mean, like he just said it plain day like that. Like look here, boy.
Yeah. Sit down, shut up, go to bed. But look, they went ham. Philly, they just looked off balance a little bit. James Harden did look good. Man, it's gonna be tough over there in the East.
I like
it's gonna be
boy, tough in the West. Y'all think old boy, what's his name?
Maxie.
Yeah, Maxie.
That's my guy.
So
Target Maxie, he ready.
I like
starter or six man.
Starter.
You got it. That's a 20 point per game.
That's a dub right there.
And it'll be more effective coming off the bench though.
No.
Damn all that. No.
He need to play 38 minutes a night. 35 to 38 minutes a night. He giving you a dub. When on the night James Harden off, he giving you 35 to 40. That boy can play, dog. Tyrese Maxey is for real. I'm telling you, he like that. He that for real.
When he get going, man, it's a thing of beauty, man.
Hell. Because he can score at all three levels, dog. He got the float game. He can shoot, man. That boy's serious.
You know, I kind of hate that. When people put that stigma on players, like, is he a bench guy? Should they bring him off the bench? I think the best player is supposed to play as much as possible. You know what I mean? Like, I get it. Like, you know, the minutes will probably be the same, whatever. But damn that, I want my best guys out there from the jump.
Max, a go getter, dog. I like Max, man. Max can hoop. So, yeah, I think, man, the East gonna be cool. It's gonna be good, bro. It's gonna be good.
Boy.
And
the whole NBA.
Yeah. The whole NBA, dog. It's
so
loaded.
Hard to make the playoffs right now. Like,
absolutely. You know, so, you know, and that's how we saw that out of the East. And in the West, we saw the Warriors and the Lakers. Brother, Lakers in trouble.
Doodoo.
They in trouble.
When I saw, and I like Lonnie Walker, when I saw Lonnie Walker starting, I said, yeah, these boys in trouble.
They in trouble. But they look like a a 92 team, 91. They don't even have that much shoot. But no boy cannot shoot.
And if you look like that, you better be able to dump it down into the post and go to work. You can't be built like that and you don't have no guys that you can get buckets from. Like, and well, you can with LeBron and AD, but that's
but
not
what more
doing.
Could they have done last night? LeBron almost like had a triple dunk. Yeah. No, I know what you mean.
Yeah, they're gonna be. They need a Jokic or somebody like that on that team.
You need Patrick Ewing and them type of players. If you go, bro, them dudes cannot shoot. Like, bro, you need Shaq and Horace Grant. Like, you need some, like, them boys can't score, bro. They can't shoot.
I saw Juan Toscano Anderson out there taking threes. I'm like, no, bro, this ain't it.
Well, I don't know what need to happen, but something need to happen. Them boys cannot shoot. Like I said, LeBron and AD couldn't have done nothing more. And Russ played good.
Mike, I think what you see is what you get, man. Because you know how rare it is to have a midseason move in basketball.
Yeah, it's and they need so much. Yeah, like, bro, they cannot.
They just one guy that they need. They need two to three pieces.
Man, who did this? They can't shoot in 2022. If you can't shoot, you're in trouble.
They need to trade Russ, but he don't fit.
Who want him though? They done dragged his name. See, man. I think they dragged his name so bad, and it ain't that. Russ can still play.
Somebody who need to put a bus in seats can pick up Russ. Somebody.
But Russ can still hoop, and they done put the tag on him like he can't hoop.
I agree.
It's ugly, bro. It is bad. Boys was what? They was something for something from three. I don't know what it was. It wasn't nothing good. And when they down by like 29 at one point.
It was terrible for three.
There you go.
Because they don't have no shooters.
None. Zero. Zilch.
They only have a threat of a shooter. Like,
you got Austin Reeves out there. You got
Billy Colbert.
And with my boys, Kendrick Nunn, all of them out there trying to shoot.
You got a bunch of slashers trying to shoot.
They needed to make that Buddy Hield deal work. That's what they needed. They needed so that more did. Than they or, needed that more than they needed air.
or instead of getting rest, they should have got DeMar DeRozan. Because that's who was supposed
Man,
to
go that would have been a game changer. Yeah.
Or Bradley Beal.
Right. But DeMar DeRozan said he was going to go on vacation and he thought when he came back, he would be signing his contract, but it didn't happen.
Yeah. What is?
Rob Pelinka. Like you said, this might be the last season all over again, except with a healthy AD, maybe.
I hope he stay healthy. That looked bad last night though. Lord.
Let me ask y'all this with them. Mm. So would y'all entertain some kind of package with where you give up AD for a similar player style
Hell
player
no.
and shooter?
AD untouchable.
Hell no, I ain't giving AD up for nobody but KD. KD or Giannis day. Mm-mm, Jack. No.
When you say untouchable, what do you mean?
Because I ain't giving them
equal
up.
Value for him. Anybody that's equal value for AD as a franchise player, and why would you give up your franchise player for another franchise player that's always injured?
Yeah, nah, dog. I ain't giving up AD. Like I say, it's by five dudes: KD, Giannis, Steph, KD, Giannis, Kevin Durant, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Steph Curry.
What's the name you just said?
Giannis Antetokounmpo, Joel Embiid, Jokic,
Luka.
I'm telling you, that's it. And But from the other side, they not giving them dudes up. So
right, because they're all franchise guys. So
where you gonna go? No, I'm not trading AD. Cause I ain't like Kevin said, anywhere I turn, they're not giving who I want up. So
yeah. And then like you gotta look at it from a Lakers standpoint. Like from a Lakers standpoint, you don't have to build through the draft because it's LA. Mm-hmm. People are always going to sign as free agents.
Always.
So you don't have to like trade him for no picks or nothing like that, because in a few years, when whoever is available, when Luka's available, or when
Zion
and Jokic and all them are available, it's not far fetched to say that them dudes might go to the Lakers.
Ja Morant or whoever. Yeah, nah, I ain't giving up AD. And then at that point, AD will probably be the vet. You know, probably will be the vet. And you pair him with Luka and whoever.
Yeah, you don't think Trae Young might sign with the Lakers one day or something like that?
Word. All that spice. You know what I'm saying? Nah, dog. Ain't you stuck right now if you LA. You just got to kind of grind it out. We stuck, but I don't know what the hell they was looking at. I guess plenty of shooters. You let Brooklyn get 2-3 more shooters in the offseason. You know what I'm saying? You let them
got all the shooters.
Look, so Utah was shopping Bogdan Bogdanovich.
Like
Bojan Bogdanovich.
Knockdown.
And last year they shot Joe Ingles. You ain't picking that one of them up,
like, bro.
Especially Bogdanovich,
because he can do more than Ingles. Be, I don't know. Either one of them would have been fine, but Bogdanovich a little more athletic. Yeah,
he,
you know what I mean?
He would have fit perfect. Knockdown shooter.
That's LeBron.
He can play.
If you can shoot, you mesh perfectly with LeBron.
Right. If you a shooter, you should want to play with LeBron.
LeBron and Giannis. What?
Yeah.
Like LeBron, Giannis, or Russ. If I'm a shooter, I want to play with Russ too.
Yeah. But see, like, that's just the thing where they just don't mesh, because LeBron needs
the
ball in his hand.
It's a terrible fit.
So does Russ. Like,
and they games, not, I ain't saying Russ play like, you know, a LeBron bring you, but.
I know because I was about to say that, but it wasn't gonna come out right. So I
just, yeah, it's kind of hard to explain it, but you
they just both need going. The ball.
Yeah, they both ball dominant. Is what you're trying to say?
They're two initiate offense initiators.
Yeah,
like, they both initiate the offense. Mm-hmm. Like they both used to the offense running through them. And
yeah,
LeBron is better at playing off the ball than Russ is, but. What do you stuck with Russ? What do you do with it? You don't just not play Russell Westbrook.
Like, and he like can play. So it's like,
yeah.
What are you doing? And you paying him a substantial amount of money. You know what I'm saying?
It's he's just the highest paid player on that team, man.
Damn near in the league, man.
It's really nothing you can do with that style like that.
Nah.
Cause like I say, you gotta play him, man.
It's so 1993.
Like it
looks so like his Powerball, like you know what I'm saying?
It's not like Powerball with bigs, though.
Like
that's
we just
issue.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like you know how you play like even like a high school or college team that don't have shooters, but they got all the athletes. So they might not even be like the greatest of basketball players, have football players out there. Ain't like how they winning.
It looked like when Gary Payton and Bobby Fields and them was guards, they used to take their matchup down into the post.
Yeah.
Sam Cassell used to bag his guy down.
Jim Jackson and stuff like that. Like, but that ain't. And then they're not the greatest defensively. And you get what you got last night. Going to stay wide open, running.
Hey, man. you know, I was saying the whole time that I don't know why Golden State drafted Wiseman. They should have traded that pick and all of that. But the way them young boys looked last night, I see what they was doing. Like, this is about to look like what Tim Duncan did at the end of his career. That's what Golden State gonna look like. They gonna win another championship with Steph and them young boys. Like, Steph, Clay at the end of his career, and them young boys, they're going to win another championship.
You got with that Wiseman, Kuminga.
Yeah. Cool. It's going to look like when Tim Duncan won that thing with Kawhi.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of his career, I think he's going to get at least one more with that core, with Poole and Wiseman, Moody.
Who going to be Beamer? You need an old head to be Beamer.
Iggy might still be there.
That would be Iggy. Yeah, that would be Iggy.
Now, Kevon Looney. That'd be Kevon
Looney. Yeah. Looney would be Beamer. Man, goddamn, that did my boy Beamer wrong. Beamer tired of hell out
of that. Oh, man, that boy was in bad shape.
LeBron about to kill he might kill Beamer out there.
Boris Diaw, who we talking about?
Oh, LeBron was out there working that dude. Oh, man. Yeah. Nah. But, man, I gotta get ready to run, man. We gonna polish up the recap the boxing matches, though. You know what I'm saying? We ran out of time today, but we gonna polish them up, recap them. It was good. I think it's dope what they're doing for Bill Russell too, with everybody honoring him with the six, and they had the guy speak before the game last night, man. That was dope. Rest in peace to Bill Russell, man. And he just meant so much to society, not just basketball, you know what I'm saying? Sacrifices, man. He went through a lot, bro. So I can't imagine, you know what I mean? Like, I can't imagine having to go through what that guy went through. So, you know, I think that's dope what they're doing. Man, it's the full slate tonight, NBA games. Man, Zion, they playing Brooklyn. I was going to say Buffalo. They playing Brooklyn. Man, it's a bunch. Full slate. Man, I'm ready for it. Oh, man. Brooklyn start off tough, too. They got, like, New Orleans, Memphis, Dallas, and Milwaukee. Like, that's like in their first five games. But I like it, though. It's like, hey, get it in. Because it's basketball.
I expect New Orleans to take a jump this year, too.
Yeah. New Orleans going to ball. They're going to ball. You going to ball. Because you said something interesting last night. Like I said, I think they got better auxiliary parts than the Grizzlies had. I like what New Orleans got better. But it's about to be good, man. About to be a good season, man. It's about to be a real good season, man. Yeah, so y'all got anything else, man?
Nah, just shout out to my fighters, man. Wilder, Clarissa Shields.
Yeah.
Gardner,
yeah.
Devin Haney.
Yeah, man, it was good stuff. Quit crazy. Yeah, it was good stuff, man. Yeah, for sure. And, Quinn, it's going to be all right, man. Bama going to be all right, man.
I know ain't going to be all right because we about to start. Shut up, Kim.
About to start.
He really hurt by them braids. What he really
hurt. Oh, man.
Jay had to say it then.
Braids lost. Seattle lost.
You just had to say it then. You just had to say it.
You got the hat on.
You just had to say it then.
They shout out to who was it left? The Yankees, the Astros, Houston Astros, Phillies. San Diego.
We can talk about that later, but I think when you win that many games and you end a season like that and you have that big of a drop off, it's expected that you're gonna lose because that team that's coming in, they already played their 3-game series, they took a day off and they're still rolling. So that's why
I told you that before it happened.
That's why the Dodgers lost and that's why the Braves lost.
Yeah.
So that's what I was worried about.
Yeah, they at the crib, man. But it is what it is, man.
That's it, Kevin. See, Mike, Kevin ain't got no love for nobody, man. You know what I'm saying? Like,
See, I was just saying Bama gonna be all right.
You just ruthless, look. Dude. Ruthless well, that's his name.
Oh man. But yeah, that's all, man. That's all we got. And like I say, once again, appreciate everybody that's listening and showing love. You know what I mean? Hey, keep talking to us in the comments. Like I say, shout out Big Boy Frankie. You got me. You got us. But that's dope, though. That's dope. But yeah, man, appreciate it. You're watching on YouTube, like, subscribe, all that, man. Send the link to your partners, your cousin, your mama, and them. And we're going to be back at y'all next week, man. And till then, peace out. Hey, get healthy. The dogs, get healthy. Goodness, go dogs. Get healthy. But yeah, we'll be back at y'all. Till then, peace out. Ha 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 ha.